Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Blah, blah, blah.
Nip the tip. Everything has to be tight. Strap on there, huh?
Don't be a knucklehead.
Gotta just put that thing right. That's the longest shaft you can have. Daddy is out doing what Daddy does.
If you pull harder, you're just gonna rip something important out.
Well, they blew him. That is a terrible clip.
Yeah, and yet it gave me a good chuckle.
Why did I say that? What am I referring to there?
I have no idea.
I think you misspoke, but that's why it's even better.
Well, they blew him.
I
blew it. The game.
Yes.
Sports.
Yes.
God. Guys. And he blows it. And he blows it. And he blows it.
Yes, he does.
I wonder who you were talking about there.
Soup.
Of course.
So I looked into the Pistorius
thing.
In fact,
when I played football, I preferred dudes.
That I was referring to massage therapists.
I still want Mike to put together a full segment of drops and just have a conversation.
See if we could do it.
I think he could.
Weave them all together.
Yes.
Yeah, but that would take a lot of time, and Mike's not doing that.
Time and work.
Yeah.
And of course. Maybe Mike would never do that.
Maybe when Mike is stuck in here running a Seahawk game, he can go ahead and do that. So the Pistorius thing is crazy. So I actually looked into what happened. So I knew he was found guilty.
Well, he shot his girlfriend.
He shot his girlfriend.
Through the bathroom door.
In cold blood, and then he tried to argue.
He said that
there was an intruder.
Yeah.
He said they were both sleeping. They had a horrible argument, but that he woke up, heard someone in the bathroom, didn't bother to look in the bed next to him and see that she wasn't there. And so he took out his gun, crawled over to the door and opened fire.
Crawled?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't have his legs on.
He didn't have his legs on, which is why he said he was so nervous, because he's vulnerable without his legs. Meanwhile, all he had to do was this. Reva, there's someone in the bathroom. Or just glance over and be like, she's not in bed. Maybe it's her. Because often, I'm sure when you wake up in the middle of the night and you hear someone in the bathroom, you're like, criminal activity. Couldn't possibly be anyone else. Dumbass.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So he goes on trial. And then originally the judge stopped the trial because she didn't think that he was mentally competent to stand trial. So that was the first part of it.
So he's just insane.
They're saying that he was an emotional wreck from this and that he wasn't in his right mind. And then they go through the evaluation. They say, no, you can be held accountable for this. So he's found guilty.
Wait, that judge was just doing him a favor,
pretty
right?
Pretty much. Yeah, I mean, come on. So he is found guilty of culpable homicide.
And this is in South Africa?
South Africa. And reckless endangerment and some weapons charges. And so he is found guilty. And he is sentenced to a whopping 5 years in prison. 5!
Damn.
And he gets out of prison on parole 8 months later. He serves 8 months of prison. And then he's released to house arrest. Well, this didn't sit well with a lot of people.
Wait a minute. Do they put the little bracelet around his...
I'm guessing that maybe a wrist sort of thing. I don't know if you can.
Thing would slide right off.
Slide right off. Maybe you get a belt or possibly a bracelet.
Maybe it goes around like his quad.
But again, you could slide that right down.
Yeah.
There's no foot there to
Not
stop.
Not a very well thought out
yes.
piece of information there, Mike.
So he does 8 months in prison.
Correct. That was dumb.
Gets out and now gets to go house arrest. Well, people are like, no, this isn't going to work. People are up in arms over this, or up in legs, if you'd prefer.
Okay.
So they file an appeal and they say, no, we want a stiffer sentence. And the judge says, you can retry him if you want on a more severe charge, but you can't object to my 5-year prison sentence.
So why?
This is just the judge saying, no, you can't appeal the prison sentence. So they go back and they try him on a more stringent charge and they find him guilty of that.
Jury?
It's a panel of judges. There's like 5 judges. They find him guilty of a more serious crime of premeditated murder. Uh-huh. The same judge hands down a 6-year prison sentence.
Wow.
6 years.
So do you think his attorneys got him this judge? And so she was on the take.
It gets better. Dude, this is insane. So they hand him down a 6-year prison sentence.
Wait, isn't this all going to be in a documentary that we're going to watch on Sunday?
Yeah. Well, but it's a four-parter.
Okay. All right, I'm intrigued. Let's go.
I don't think I need to watch it anymore, but I'm still intrigued.
I know. I'm interested. Let's do this.
I had no idea that this was that crazy. So he gets a premeditated murder instead of culpable homicide. They give him 6 years. He's eligible for parole after 1 year. And so that is the prison sentence. And so then people aren't happy about that.
Is South Africa like really, really lenient with these things? Or is it just the judge?
He's famous.
I think if you're famous and you got money. So yeah. He has gone to prison.
He's a hero there.
He has gotten out of prison after 8 months. And then he goes back to prison on the 6-year charge. But then he gets released from prison while the appeals thing goes through, and people are pissed about that. So now he's back at home. They appeal the second murder conviction, and they now stick him with 13 years in prison.
And parole after one?
And parole after a sixth of it. So he is back in prison now, and he is not eligible for parole until 2023. So he was in prison, out of prison, in prison, out of prison, and now back in prison.
He's still getting off easy.
Yes.
I mean he's going to serve
4 years?
13 years, 5 months, and you're eligible after a sixth of it.
What is that, though? I can't do that math.
Well,
don't do that to me.
He's eligible parole in 2023.
What is 1/6 of 13, please? Thank you. Please and thank you.
2-point-something, right?
Okay, so, yeah, 4 years.
Yeah.
He's going to serve 4 years. And then is it over after that, or are they going to stick him with something else?
This should be over.
Now, was there outrage in South Africa about this?
Yeah.
Or was it like everybody was on his side?
No, everyone was pissed. Everyone wanted him to do serious time. So, I guess he did get a real prison sentence of the 13 years, but he won't see 13 years. But the outrage was that he only served 8 months. When he got out of prison that first time after 8 months, he was supposed to be done. He was free and clear. He had to do 1,300 hours of community service and like a year of house arrest. And he was done.
Apparently he's turned spiritual leader now.
Oh, of course.
He leads Bible study.
When you've screwed up your life beyond all recognition and no one wants anything to do with you, that's when you turn to Jesus, because no one else will deal with you.
All right. Well, that will be the 30 for 30 on Sunday.
ESPN Plus. I'm kind of intrigued now, not about any. I just want to see how this all shook out. I knew there was some drama in court.
How what?
How this whole thing, he got sentenced multiple times to three different sentences.
How much you want to bet the documentary doesn't go too much into it?
It's right in the title. It says Life and Trials of Oscar Pistorius. That's the key part of it.
There were multiple trials.
I just feel like a lot of the times with these documentaries, we are often left disappointed by the details given to us about the court proceedings. And I'm a little worried that it's just going to be like, well, he got sentenced 3 different times. Anyway, moving on. He's now a man of the Lord.
Oh, by the way. Yeah, you think they'll interview him in there?
I would assume so. I mean, I guess he's probably going to still stick to the story of I'm a man of God and that, you know, I didn't know she was in there.
She was hot.
Yes.
What was her name?
Reba Steenkamp.
Steenkamp.
Yeah. And not only was she a model, but I guess she was an attorney and was a really sharp, sharp lady.
What a piece of crap.
Yeah. And he just was.
He looks like
he was just jealous.
Doesn't he look like a douche?
Yes.
He just looks like a.
100%. And I guess like they found out in this whole thing. I remember reading about it. He's super insecure about the legs and all that, and you know, he was insecure, and she was interested.
She cheating on him.
Interested in other people. She was receiving text messages from an old boyfriend. She had previously dated some famous rugby player. And I guess he was really insecure about that. And she was talking, if I remember correctly, I believe she was talking to that rugby player who was like this really handsome, well-built sort of guy, and was talking to him about the problems with Oscar and how jealous he was and this whole thing.
Was she with him before he lost his legs?
No.
Did he lose his legs young?
Yeah. I think this was not like an adult sort of thing. In fact, I think it might have been like a genetic.
Yeah, that's what I thought,
I think
too.
It was like a genetic sort of thing.
Hmm. Well, there you go. There's a preview for ESPN's 30 for 30 on Sunday called The Life and Trials of Oscar Pistorius.
Still in prison.
Today in Technology, next on The Fan.
Real quick, I got a call last segment, and it went to silent, and this is the second one in a row. The high school keeps calling me to tell me that my daughter was absent from school, which I'm not certain how that's possible since they're not going to school, but... It's the second day in a row I've gotten calls, and the best part is they send you like messages, and my daughter's name is Oren. That's her first name, and I love seeing the message come in because these are the last 2 days. Hello, this is a message from Mountain View High School calling to inform you that your student our rents due connect was marked absent in one or more periods. Apparently my daughter is named Our Rents Do Connect.
God, I love that. I'm going to start calling her that.
And then today I got a new one saying that message from Mountain View High School and calling to inform you that your student Ransku Connect was marked absent.
That's not as good as Our Rents Do.
No, I'm a little disappointed that it's now Ransku Connect as opposed to Our Rents Do Connect, which is fantastic. And yes, I will be calling her Our Rents Do from now on. Thank you very much, Mountain View High School. I appreciate the heads up that our rents due was not in class today, even though she was at home. I don't know what that means.
Wait, but did she check in on Zoom or whatever?
I'm assuming that she did not on one of those classes. I don't know. I just enjoyed that it was our rents due connect.
So are they doing the thing where your grade kind of stays the same this year, or does it count now? Like
last year,
I feel like at the end of last year they just...
So last year what it was is with my son, because he was graduating, they said that if you were passing your classes when it stopped, you passed.
Yes.
Graduated.
But that's not the case anymore, because I feel like that incentivized a lot of kids to be like, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I won't be there.
And then with my daughter, whatever your GPA or grade was when it ended, it couldn't be any worse than that. So you could keep doing work, and as long as you turned the work in, you couldn't get a worse grade than what you had. I don't know what this year. I couldn't tell you. We just started not too long ago, and I probably should know that as a parent, but I don't.
It's not a good look. It's not good for anybody.
No,
these kids are falling behind.
Yes. The plus side is my kid's wicked smart, and I don't have to do anything. I just...
You're talking about our rents due?
Yeah, our rents due connect. She, like, wants to go to Stanford, and she's one of those overachiever types.
Paying for that, are you?
Scholarship. Scholarship, my man. She wants to either go to Stanford or Boston, and I have let her know in no uncertain terms. If you'd like to go to one of those schools, scholarship.
Good luck.
If not, welcome to Washington State University. How about that?
The Cougs that's a nice consolation, though. It's a great little spot up there. Nothing to be ashamed of.
I told the kids I can pay for in-state, or I can help you out with some rent if you want to go somewhere else. But Stanford and BU are about 60 grand a year, so.
Her name's not Our Rent's Due for Nothing.
No, it is not. I mean, she's an Asian kid and is smart. Get a scholarship somewhere.
For 18 months, residents of a village in Wales have been mystified as to why their broadband internet crashed every morning at the same time.
Ghosts?
Now, engineers have finally identified the reason. A crack team of engineers turned detectives have become heroes in the village of Aberhosen.
How great is it that someone lives in Aberhosen?
After finally finding the source of the problem, staff had visited the village repeatedly and found no fault with the network. They even replaced cables in the area to try and solve the problem, but to no avail. Then local engineer Michael Jones called in assistance from experts at the OpenReach Chief Engineer Team.
All right.
After carrying out a plethora of tests, engineers had a theory that the problem could be caused by a phenomenon called single high-level impulse noise, shine, in which an appliance emits electrical interference that impacts broadband connectivity.
Is this, we're going to find out that we're all going to die of brain tumors because of this?
Like I don't think that's something we're going to find out. I think we already know that.
You fire up the microwave and then you wet your pants, forget your name for about 30 minutes. Your Wi-Fi goes out.
Engineers used a device called a spectrum analyzer and walked up and down the village in the torrential rain at 6 a.m. to see if they could locate an electrical noise. At 7 a.m., like clockwork, the device picked up a large burst of electrical interference in the village. The source of the electrical noise was traced to a property in the village, and it turned out that at 7 a.m. every morning for 18 years, the occupant would switch on their old TV, which would in turn knock out broadband for the entire village.
There's one crusty bastard.
One dude.
That's awesome.
Jones said the resident was mortified by the news and immediately agreed to switch it off and not use it ever again. Since the old TV was retired, there have been no more problems with the connection in the town.
I can just imagine the TV as well, right?
Oh, totally.
You had that thing in Salina. You know that's a wood cabinet.
My parents still have it.
Do they have the wood cabinet TV?
Well, not
TV?
The wood one, but yeah. There's one in the kitchen, the little one. I used to watch Royals games on that thing after school.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff.
We had
it's
one,
still in there.
We had one in our living room where, like, kind of like the, I guess it was like the playroom, where, like, what computers were and stuff. And it was so big and heavy, and when it just had that wood cabinet, when it stopped working, we just put the new TV on top of it. My mom just, like, draped a sheet over it, like a, not a sheet, but like a tablecloth, and tried to use it as just the, oh, no, that's not a TV. That's a table underneath there, and then put the new one on top of it. That thing must have weighed 300 pounds. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, those things were unbelievably heavy.
Yes.
Unbelievably heavy.
Why on earth did we think that you needed to put a TV in a solid oak case? What was that?
Do you think the guy who did that now looks at TVs and is embarrassed?
It's like, really?
He's like, God, why
or he's still holding on and he's frustrated that they don't have big oak boxes anymore.
Like, well, they just aren't made the same way.
What was it back in the day when we wanted to add wood to everything? That was like at some point we wanted to put wood on the side of cars. Like, you know what would make this metal car?
I actually kind of liked that.
A little bit nicer on a side of a minivan? Just no. A strip of wood?
No, my friend of mine's mom had the Jeep Cherokee with that.
Yeah, like the old Wagoneer
it was
or whatever.
It was a good looking ride. I loved it.
I just love it.
Thought it was classy.
It's the most random thing in the world. It's like, hey, I've got a car here. Nah. Something's not right with it. Ah, throw some wood on it. It'll be fine. Like, that's the worst idea in automotive history.
Okay, I have another technology story for you. That was just to wet your whistle.
I am disappointed real quick that the guy was upset. I wanted to believe that the guy was doing it on purpose.
F you, leave me alone.
Firing up the old set.
He had no idea.
No.
Can you imagine being that guy, though? You flip on your TV every morning at 7, and you just knock out... The whole town can't get internet because of you. And for think about that.
18 years,
dude.
So I'm assuming that he didn't have internet.
I guess not.
He was probably that guy. But my other question is, what were you watching at 7 a.m. every day? Was Ramblin' Rod on and you had to catch the latest hijinks of Tom and Jerry? Like, what were you watching every day at 7 o'clock?
Got to be something that was good. Probably Perry Mason.
Some Nick at Night reruns or whatever. You're like, I got to tune in. Some Golden Girls is on. Got to see what Blanche is up to.
Okay, so that story wets your whistle literally for this. And when we come back, I'll give you the story. How do you feel? Okay, do you understand the 3D printing world? Because I don't.
Briefly.
I don't have. I don't understand what's happening.
I just saw my.
But apparently they're
whatever
printing.
Whatever you want, yes. You can have.
They just print it.
Yes.
Okay.
I was recently over at someone's house like a week ago, and it was my first ever in-person scene.
Oh.
A 3D printer. It's funny you mentioned it. Literally a week ago.
What did they make?
Like a little Yoda figurine.
Okay.
So
you can put anything in there and it will make it?
Yeah, not in that he has, but,
yeah,
but in nicer idea, ones.
You scan
yeah.
a picture or an yeah. item, and yes. it's like, okay.
And it makes it for you. He out made, of you what?
Plastic. At least his was.
Out of 3D.
He printed a little Yoda, know. And then he had some other figurines.
Okay.
That's what I saw that he was printing, and it was the first ever thing that I had seen in person.
Okay.
And it was like a little box, and then it just, like... It built it there for you.
Okay. I still don't understand it, really. But how do you feel about eating a 3D printed steak?
Ooh. You've piqued my interest.
Because it's coming.
Okay.
It's coming. That's next. Here's Mike. Okay, so the world's first 3D printed steak is on its way.
I think now they're expanding me with 3D like organs and body parts.
Again, I okay.
Yeah, like I
sounds cool.
Like the
don't really understand it, but all for it.
It's just you know it you can scan something and then you can recreate anything. They're doing 3D printed homes.
But where does so? You just have to pack it with the material that you want
yes.
it to spit out, right?
Yes.
Like so if you make a limb, what is it made of? Like how do you hello?
I'm looking it up right now. I just saw an article, 7 amazing body parts that can now be 3D printed.
Can we get me a new
I don't know, but I did see this, not that it's a human.
That's the longest shaft you can have.
It was a while ago. I want to say this was a year or two ago. Someone found a bald eagle and someone had inhumanely, they had injured it. They had like shot it and they had broken off the beak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just someone being an ass. And they had fixed the wing, but without the beak, it's going to die. They 3D printed a new beak for the eagle and like put it on there.
Okay.
And so I do know that they are experimenting, and I don't know if all of this is
amazing.
Is 100% ready to go, but if it's not ready to go, it's coming.
Okay, so with the speed 3D printing technologies that are advancing, the question, what shall we print for dinner, is coming to households in a few years. Redefine Meat is a company out of Israel that was founded 2 years ago, and it has unveiled an alt steak which looks and tastes like the real thing and is to hit Israeli restaurants this year.
Oh my gosh.
Redefine Meat is quite literally out to define meat, and the company states that it can create sustainable, high-protein, no-cholesterol steaks thanks to advanced 3D printing technologies. So the guy who founded the company, which was first known as Jet Eat, stated that this announcement marks the start of a new era in alternative meat. We are actually printing steaks, he said. We have a product. It is something we are doing already in large amounts.
Wow.
The beef will be tested at selected high-end restaurants in Israel later in 2020. The product will be offered as part of a chef's dish, and the production of the 3D meat printers and alt meat formulations will be ramped up after getting feedback from high-level chefs and butchers.
So I know with like the organs, right, they're taking the patient's own or someone else's blood vessels, cartilage, that sort of stuff. So I'm assuming with the steaks, they're taking pre-existing steaks, the blueprints of that. What is it?
It's plant-based.
It's plant-based.
So they want to replace the cows. They don't want to see. This is for their idea is that it's for people that don't like you know, the butchering of animals.
Huh.
So they have plant-based formulations. It quite literally uses ink to print the steaks, and the steaks are made out of soy and pea proteins, coconut fat, and sunflower oil, natural colors and flavors.
I am with you, Rob, with all this kind of stuff. Like, I get it, but it's still hard to understand.
Yeah, what?
I mean, I guess, if it tasted like steak, then, yeah, I mean, is that any different than, like, an Impossible Burger? Other than it's...
Well, I'm not sure that it matters what the steak is truly made of. I think it's crazy that it's being printed by a 3D printer.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we've seen meat before that's made with soy and vegetable stuff and, you know, to stop from the killing of cows, but the fact that it's being made from a 3D printer is fascinating.
Yeah, they say the printer is the size of a big fridge, and they have plant-based products combined with water, and they're put into 3 ink cartridges, just like you get at Office Depot.
Huh.
You know?
And away you go, huh?
Yep. And then they say it's like, first of all, they claim that they're the only ones doing this in the world. And they come very close to how the composition of meat is in nature. And their printer essentially is like a complicated robot that knows how to take each one of the ingredients and in a very accurate manner builds a quality food product.
See, I understand, like, my buddy's house that I was at, it's easy to look at. He was printing little figurines, right? He had an existing, like a Yoda figure, and the other one was like a little, like, Christmas angel. And it was easy because it just came out of a piece of, like, it came out as, like, purple plastic. And then you could paint it and sand it and do whatever. That, the 3D printing of that totally makes sense to me. That stuff there, the steak or like the organs, that is more confusing and I don't fully have a grasp on it.
Well, but it shows a picture of it here where it's got, you know, one tube is labeled fat, another tube is labeled blood, another tube is labeled muscle, and it's obviously calculated to put them all together. And it ejects each product and it just prints a mix of that.
So I was reading through this article here and the organ thing is on its way. The problem right now is they're saying size wise. So I guess they in 2019 they bioprinted a heart.
Cool.
This out of Israel as well. They bioprinted a heart, but it was only the size of a cherry. The organ consisted of cells, blood vessels, ventricles, chambers, first for the industry. The researchers developed a hydrogel from the patient's own fat tissue.
Whoa.
And in 3 to 4 hours, they had a cherry-sized heart. And so now they're expanding. I guess they've done it with kidneys, and they've actually implanted kidneys. Problem is they are having a hard time with the body rejecting the kidneys and lasting that long. They're doing corneas, ovaries, livers. And they're saying already with like ears and noses, those are ready to go right now. So if you have your ear cut off in an accident or whatever, or burned off, they can actually take the cells from your other ear and they can bioprint you an ear. Yeah. That will be an exact replica. And those are indeed working.
Does it function in the same way?
Yes,
like it works?
Fully functioning ear.
If you asked me what would be the easiest thing to make on the body, it would be the ear.
Yeah. Say a possible correlation. This was out of Queensland. They're saying the Hearsay Foundation. Yep, 3D printed ear, fully functional, and you can hear again. All of that. It's using your own cartilage cells off the other one, and because it's your own cells, the risk of rejection is reduced.
Who knew that Israel would be the leader in 3D printing? Apparently.
Yeah. Oh, and I guess the other one that they're doing right now is skin. I guess they're
printing skin.
They're printing skin. So again, like burn patients, things like that, they can do that. So it sounds like simple things are already here, and the complex ones, they said that the technology is growing daily.
Well, this company's main goal is not to create a vegan dish, but also to disrupt the food supply chain globally, since meat production is known to have negative impacts on the environment.
Yeah, because they're saying like with all the, there's, you know, we're cutting down forests to for cattle to graze and then the methane from the poop and the farts and all that.
Yeah, all that.
And the gliven.
Well, maybe one day, little R. Rents dues kids will be talking about how, yeah, my great-great-great-great-grandpa used to actually he ate real cow.
Yeah.
For meat. Well, what? They used to... Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd slaughter the cows in a slaughterhouse. Don't watch those videos. Then,
oh, yeah.
Then they just grill it up. Maybe a little bloody. Just, you know, just get a little sear on each side, couple minutes each side, and you eat it. Well, how, blood red meat.
How crazy is it to think, though?
Hey.
Delicious.
It is delicious. But do you think that someday there will be like, that will gross people out that we used to eat this way?
Oh, absolutely. Someday we'll have a whole meal in a pill like they always show us in those sci-fi movies.
I don't want that. I like food.
You look back at anything we did 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 300 years ago, and you're usually pretty look at medicine. Look at surgery.
Yeah,
100 years ago.
But meat 100 years ago, it's like, you know,
yeah,
same thing.
Yeah.
Although we, you know.
Something tells me that we're going to look back on that and think that it's pretty...
Are we always going to eat animals? Or will there come a time where it's like disgusting that we even think of eating animals? We should just print something that
tell that to the people in Texas.
Maybe all the animals at that point will be extinct because we ate them all.
There's that.
And they'll be like, what are...
Well, there's eight...
Animals.
Gajillion chickens.
Yeah.
Plenty of chickens.
Think about, though, the implications of if, you know, how many people need, you know, how many people are waiting for organs, and you could literally just print one off your own body, although they're saying, I was kind of reading through this, and they're saying some ethical questions have been risen here because, you know, in a study development, if you're a wealthy person, what would stop you from just having a surplus of your organs?
Right.
You know, hey, I'm just, you know, I'm rich, I'm wealthy. I'll just print myself whatever I need and just have it waiting there.
Backup organs.
Meanwhile, you know, someone else actually needs one and they don't have access to it. And, you know, and then we get into the whole, where does it end? If we can print organs, can you print whole people? And, you know, it's.
What if you had just like, you know, just a different heart for a different day? You're like, oh, you know what? I'm feeling a little down today. I'm thinking I'm going to put in a new heart. Go volunteer down at the.
Change it up.
Yeah,
it's crazy to see, you know, what I mean. We can already do appendages, so I mean, if you can do that, you know, the organs aren't far behind. Save a lot of lives, though. They're talking about one of the parts of this article is talking about is spinal cord injuries, right? Like those are things that we have never been able to fix. But could you literally 3D print someone
a new
spinal cord?
Wow, amazing. All right, that is Today in Technology. It is 6:45. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Came arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sakanek on 1080 The Fan.
All right, John is here. Somebody did text in. I forgot about Weird Science. Remember when they made
the 3D model?
What's her nuts?
Kelly LeBrock.
That was a great movie.
Married
I love that
to
movie.
Steven Seagal at one point.
Somebody said print a date with extra large up tops. There you go.
It's a little creepy, but sure.
I don't think it is.
You know, in my memorabilia collection, I have a bra signed by the two guys from Weird Science.
Are you serious?
100%. It's signed on one cup by the great Anthony Michael Hall, and it's signed on the other side. The guy's name is like Elian Smith or something like that, if I remember correctly. It's a strange name, but he signed the other side, and I asked him on one side, he wrote, "Why are we wearing bras on our heads?" And on the other side, Anthony Michael Hall wrote, "It's purely ceremonial." And then they both signed the bra, and then Anthony Michael Hall drew a little nipple on the outside of it, and that's in my memorabilia collection. It's one of my favorite pieces.
That's just fantastic.
Some sort of Comic-Con, I would imagine.
Yes, they had. In fact, they had all three of them there. The great Kelly LeBrock was also there, and while she's not Weird Science Kelly LeBrock, she wasn't looking bad.
No.
Well, was Bill Paxton there?
Well, he's dead.
Oh.
Was the ghost of Bill Paxton dead?
Rest in peace.
Now, that's possible.
Oh,
I did not see
him. He was still alive, though.
How do you know when I was there?
Because that has to be old. Those guys still aren't doing that, are they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're doing it. This is a recent one.
Oh, geez. Yeah. That's a little pathetic.
Actually,
that's awesome.
Dude, those guys make good livings doing that.
Well, I'm not saying I wouldn't do it if I were them, but it's like, okay. I mean, that's cooler if you'd got that in 1991.
Well, okay, but I agree, and I didn't, but there is part of you that thinks, like, my head would have exploded in 1991 to meet these guys, and
that's true.
You just have to temper that a little bit because it's, you know, 2017 or whatever it was.
It's still cool. Yeah, it's cool. Let's talk about the other kid. So not Anthony Michael Hall, but the other kid, you said?
Yeah, that's probably done nothing since.
What level of fame do you think he achieved with that show? Like, what do you think his life ended up being like, or that movie, I mean? Because I never saw him in anything else.
I don't think he did anything else. And in fact, if I remember correctly, and this was a couple years ago, I looked that up before I went and met him because I wanted to see if he had done anything else. And I honestly think there was no other movie after that. And if I remember correctly, I think he became a teacher. And I read an article that said, like, his students now don't know that's him. And he said once or twice a year, like, one of his students will stumble upon Weird Science, and they'll come into class the next day, and they'll be like, what the hell? Like, you're the Weird Science guy. And he'll be like, yeah, that's me. And they, like, nobody knows. So, but going backwards, like you said, when that movie came out, like, he had to be, that was a big hit. He had to be on top of the world for, like, a month, two months.
Question.
Like, what's the staying power of that? So my two questions would be, how much did he get in that 60 days? And you really, like, was it a conscious choice to end it there? Or there had to have been other opportunities, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm reading through here, and he didn't like it. And he is he's a doctor. He's a professor, and he's got like four different degrees, and he was always an academic, and he did not like, it says in here, he didn't like fame.
What's the guy's name?
Elon, I guess. I mean,
it's weird looking, but it's like Elon or Ilion or something like that.
Mitchell Smith.
Yeah.
And so he started out, he was a ballet guy, and his parents kind of pushed him into it, and he did a couple projects, and after Weird Science, there really wasn't anything, and it wasn't his idea, he was a smart kid, and so he went on, he got his degree in medieval studies from the University of UC Davis, and then he got an advanced degree at Fordham, a doctorate degree from Texas A&M. And now he's a English. He's a professor in the English department at Cal State Long Beach. And he's bounced around. He's a professor and a doctor.
Yeah, and like I said, I read an article and like nobody, he doesn't talk about it or nobody knows about it. He said once or twice a year he'll have a student that stumbles upon Weird Science and re-puts two and two together, or sees the name and realizes that's him, and will come in the next day and be like, oh my gosh, that's you.
Yeah, his dad's a history professor, his mom's a psychotherapist, so just they're an academic family, and somehow when he was a kid he stumbled into acting a little bit.
May I say something kind of douchey?
Go for it.
Yes.
There is one photo of him. If you Google image him, there's only really one photo of him that is of him now, as an adult.
Yeah.
Is it douchey for me to say that I look like him? Like, he looks like me. I don't think that I would never recognize him.
No.
There's no way you would recognize him. But
he looks a little bit like you, yeah.
I think we look alike.
If you had your hair combed a different way, you do kind of look like him.
I've always said, and I'll die on this hill, I think you look like Jake Gyllenhaal. That's who I think you look like.
I'll take that. I'll take that all day. All right, we got to run. Thank you.
All right,
love
go,
you.
Go wear time.
Okay, love your body, Larry. All right, up next is Great Ducks. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 6 on The Fan tonight.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
That's the longest shaft you can have. My wife likes wiener, and she likes old wiener.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.